So I'm fine. But I'll tell you what, it took me forever. And you know what? It took me one more reference, and that was I had visited with Deepak Chopra, who's one of the most brilliant people I know in the world, and he's an endocrinologist. Why I didn't start with him, I'm not quite sure. I guess because I was off into the spiritual realm in the gap and not thought to go see him. But I talked to him, and he said, Tony, let me look at your levels. And he showed me the ratio. He said, Tony, he said, I've been an endocrinologist for 25 years. I got to tell you something. Anybody with this ratio, he said, this ratio is not extraordinary. I would never do surgery on somebody with this ratio. I would never give drugs to somebody with this ratio. He said, there are people the ratio 5 to 10 times this. And then we consider doing surgery. I said, everybody else is telling me I'm nuts if I got it. He said, Tony, there's natural variation. He said, this is probably just in the natural variation for your body. So finally, combination of new references, I was finally able to get certain again. And I've gone back now, it's been 18 months, and had everything measured, nothing has changed, I'm totally fine. But it took all that time to get there. But after a few people, I finally decided to enter not only getting evidence, but also a little bit of faith. Because you know what? You can be scared about crossing the street, and then you won't do anything there either. But I got to tell you something. I now know what it means not to have certainty, and it makes me appreciate what people are going through when they feel that level of uncertainty. It is a need. And if it's taken away, it's difficult. And by the way, no one can take it away. I took it away from myself. I could blame the doctor all day long. He's just trying to help me. He's doing what he knows best. He's doing what he's trained to do. But what I did is I started to create all these questions. And by the way, it's useful sometimes. I had to get the answer to the questions. That would be stupid just to say, oh, I'm certain and not look at it, not investigate. But it's equally stupid to keep asking a question forever, because if you keep asking a question, you're going to doubt it. If you say, well, what if I screw up? What if I don't follow through? You're going to create uncertainty and doubt. Not because there's something to doubt, but because asking about something over and over again creates the doubt. So if you want to have certainty, I'll tell you one of the biggest skills, getting quality information, getting multiple opinions, but I'll tell you the other thing that'll give you certainty, and that is making certain that you apply some of your faith as well. It's still the ultimate power. So think about this for a moment. If we have a need for certainty, how do we meet it? How do we meet that need? And then you begin to understand the second part of understanding how to make your life work. We all have the same needs, but we've all developed different vehicles, different ways of meeting those needs. Now, what the heck is a vehicle? A vehicle is anything you use as a tool to meet your emotional need, to meet this deep need for certainty. So for example, how would one get a sense of certainty in their life if they really needed it? Well, there are lots of ways. What some people do when their whole life is in a terrible shape and they don't know what to do and they're feeling tremendous uncertainty at work and they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know if the company's going to downsize or right-size. I mean, look at the world we're in. Boy, you talk about a need for certainty. The world used to be really predictable, but it isn't anymore. We don't know. At any moment, something can change because information is happening so rapidly. Change is happening more rapidly at any time in life, so it's hard to predict what's going to happen. So, boy, this need for certainty gets even stronger. So what do you do in the midst of all this stuff? You grab something that'll make you feel certain you can be comfortable, because that's really what we're talking about. You might think of this need as certainty slash comfort. That's really what the need is. And I'll tell you what most people do, reach for some food. That's right, I'm all stressed out. Go eat something. Yeah, now I can be comfortable. All that food slams into my stomach. I start to breathe again. Hey, I'm certain I'm going to survive. There's food in there. We don't realize it, but it's just a way we know we can predict it'll make us comfortable. Other people are not into their food. No, they're more type A types. No, the way they get certain is go fix that desk. Yes, they got this $8 billion decision. They'll just put that aside because that's too tough. What they do is organize their desk, gives them a sense of control. With a sense of control, we feel what? Certain. Take a look, my desk is all nice now. It only took me 4 hours. I got to avoid the big decision that I was uncertain about, do something I'm very certain. I am certain I can be competent in organizing my desk. I feel so much better, but it hasn't solved the real problem. Some people do it by controlling other people. If I can get you to do all the things I want you to do at any moment, then obviously I'm in control. If I have control, then I don't have to worry about how you're gonna respond. I know how you're gonna respond to me. I have no uncertainty. I can predict your response because I'm in control of it. The problem with this particular vehicle for getting certainty and comfort, it violates another need we have for love, for connection. But we'll get to that. The point of the matter is, some people, as a vehicle to get certainty, knowing how important is their lives, what they do is they create a negative identity for themselves. What do I mean? Well, have you ever done something or watched somebody, because I'm sure you've never done this, but have you ever watched somebody else like disappoint themselves time after time? And then what do? They adapt. For example, let's say somebody procrastinates over and over again, and they really try to achieve something, but they procrastinate, really try to achieve, and they procrastinate, and they're disappointed with themselves. Here's the simple way to get around it. All you got to do is say, you know what? I'm just a procrastinator. That's just who I am. Guess what that gives you? Certainty. Certainty that in the future you won't follow through, so you feel comfortable with it. So rather than being disappointed with yourself and upset and wondering whether you're going to follow through or not, you can at least predict it. Some people try consistency as a way to be certain. In other words, if I can just do the same thing today and the same thing tomorrow and I have the same basic regimen, then I can predict my life. I can predict my life. I have certainty. But again, the problem with that is the world is changing too rapidly. If you do the same thing day after day after day in business, you won't be in business years from now because somebody else is going to come by and do it better. They're going to use that little concept called constant, never-ending improvement. Can I? They're going to innovate, and you're going to be in the dust. So that old approach to prediction by consistency, it just doesn't work. The world is changing too fast. Now, what are some positive ways? And by the way, on these vehicles, think of it this way. Some vehicles are neutral. You know, they meet your need, but they don't really improve your life. Some vehicles are destructive. I mean, they flat mess your life up if you use that vehicle. But the problem is you can go eat like crazy and feel comfortable each time you eat. But you're violating other needs you have in your life. But it's seductive. Are you following me on this? I know I'm kind of early in the discussion, but please catch this with me. In other words, sometimes we do something that doesn't really serve us, but it feels good, but is not good for us. And it feels good in the moment because it meets one of our needs. For something to be a class one experience, it needs to meet all of our needs, or at least the vast majority of them. Now, what are some positive vehicles we could utilize in this concept of getting certainty? Because we all need it. It's not a question of whether we need it or not. It is an absolute need. Well, I can tell you, one of the most powerful ones is to create a positive identity for yourself. To say, you know what? Instead of getting all worried, and by the way, what is worry? It's uncertainty, isn't it? You're worried it's not going to work out. You're worried this is going to happen. You're worried that's going to happen. Oh my gosh, what if this doesn't work? What if that doesn't work? It's a horrible state to be in. Here's the antidote to worry. Just being willing to decide that your vehicle for certainty is you're going to have faith. As I started to say, my core belief that's got me through some of the toughest times of my life is I really believe that I am guided. And I'm not telling you what to believe spiritually in any way, shape, or form. I respect whatever you believe. But whatever you believe, no matter what religion in the world we speak about, every religion talks about the power of belief, or specifically faith. That absolute certainty that comes from nowhere except that you decide to have it. And we forget we have that skill. In fact, I did a whole power talk years ago on faith. I hope you'll listen to it again if you haven't listened to it recently. But I'm telling you, another way is just to have a positive identity for yourself. I mean, for me, I have been through so many things in my life, and I'm sure you have too. We've all been through trying times, times when it looked so bad, times when it looked like it would never turn around, times when it looked like, you know, everything was against you. When winter looked like it was going to last forever, when it seemed like there would never be a daytime, it was always going to be night. You've had those kinds of times in your life, haven't you? I know I have. But you know what's pulled me through? Is now at the age of 35, I've lived enough life, and I'm still a baby, I'm still a youngster in life, but I've lived enough life, I have enough experience that I can look back, and if you're smart, you can do this too. You can say, you know what? I've been through everything you can imagine. Whatever you throw at me, I always find a way to turn it around. I've got so many experiences when it seemed like nothing could work, and I found my way through it. Or I hung out long enough till it turned around. You know, the season does change. You know, it doesn't stay winter forever, even if you don't do very much. But if you get better, somehow it tends to affect your personal emotional seasons at least. And it certainly has worked that way for me. So what I can tell you is there are a lot of positive ways to have certainty. You know, you can have certainty because you know that you're a giver. And since you're always giving, you don't have to worry about will you be taken care of. You believe in karma, or you believe in the concept of what you put out comes back tenfold. These philosophies, these belief systems will give you certainty.